And today, three federal judges in New Orleans are hearing arguments to decide whether or not to lift another judge's ban on President Obama's actions on immigration. You remember last November, the president announced the executive actions to protect 5 million undocumented immigrants from deportation and to issue them temporary work permits. That was after comprehensive immigration reform stalled in Washington. But in February, a Texas judge froze those actions. So today's hearings start deliberations on whether that order should be lifted. Josh Gerstein, senior reporter for Politico. And Josh, it was actually a group of 26 states led by Texas that opposed the president's policies. What was their argument?
Well, their argument is that the president doesn't have the authority under law or under the Constitution to take these sorts of actions, that if he wants a change in immigration policy that significant, you mentioned probably 5 million people affected by his decisions to grant deferred action to certain groups of illegal immigrants, that he should go to Congress and get something passed. And the simple fact that Congress hasn't passed anything doesn't give him the authority to take those kinds of moves.
There was the unconstitutional argument, but also they argued that it would be a hardship for them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the reason that they say they have standing to object here. You might ask, well, why does the state of Texas have a reason to come into court? And their explanation is, well, things like driver's licenses and other kinds of state services, they have a duty to provide them to people if they have some sort of working papers. They can get Social Security numbers and work permits through these kinds of programs, and then they're entitled to additional state benefits, which these 26 states say cost them something. It should be mentioned there are about 10 to 15 states on the other end of the argument who say that they think it's actually a net benefit for their states and they don't feel injured by this in any way.
Yeah. Meanwhile, with the president's orders up in the air, what is the status of these immigrants?
Well, they basically remain in the same position they're in, although the president's orders are not completely suspended at this point. This judge did prohibit giving new work permits and these deferred action kind of deportation deferrals to individuals. However, he didn't overturn the actual prioritization of which illegal immigrants the administration would try to get out of the country first. And so a lot of these individuals really face little chance of being deported unless they commit a serious crime, for example. But their ability to really stay in the U.S. and thrive is limited by the fact that they can't get legal jobs through legal means because they don't have a work permit. And that's really what this Obama immigration move is all about.
Well, as you mentioned, the appeal is being decided by this three-judge panel. It's going to take a while. It's weeks and maybe longer. But what happens if they don't lift the ban?
Well, it's a complicated situation. The hearing that's taking place is actually about whether they lift it while these appeals go forward. If they don't lift the ban, it's a real problem for the administration. I mean, they will go probably to the Supreme Court and ask the Supreme Court to step in with an emergency action. But if that doesn't happen, it could really snag this whole program for 6 months, maybe a year or more. And given the fact that President Obama's term in office is already starting to wind down, he has only about, a year and 8 months left, if they can't get the program started soon, they're really going to face a lot of logistical problems, even if the courts ultimately conclude that he does have the authority to pursue it.
Okay, so it's an ongoing story. We'll stay on it with you. Josh Gerstein, a senior reporter for Politico. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.